Hello and a very warm welcome to the latest edition of the Cleaver Fulton Rankin Immigration Podcast. What we will be doing is quickly covering some of the latest changes to the immigration rules which were released by the Home Office on the 22nd of October 2020. These rule changes represent the biggest changes to the immigration system since it was introduced in 2008. The basic new rules worth considering for any organisation is that the Tier 2 General Visa will be replaced by the Skilled Worker Visa category. There will be a lowering of the skills and qualifications required for this new skilled worker visa. Importantly, the minimum salary threshold will be reduced from 30,000 to 25,600 per annum, with a number of exceptions. Perhaps the most important rule change is that EU and non-EU nationals will be treated exactly the same under the new immigration system. What this essentially means is that freedom of movement for EU nationals will come to an abrupt end on the 31st of December 2020 at 11 p.m. If an EU national is not living in the UK by the end of this year, they will require a skilled worker visa moving forward. Some of the other changes released by the Home Office are the removal of the resident labour market test for all roles, quotas or limitations on the number of skilled worker visas will be removed. There's going to be increased flexibility for switching between visa categories, removal of any limitations on extending within the Tier 2 skilled worker visa category, and there has been a salary reduction to the minimum salary level required for anybody seeking indefinite leave to remain in the UK. Home Secretary Priti Patel has said that the new immigration system will be firmer, fairer, and simpler. Overall, my opinion is that there has been a liberalisation of the rules. There are going to be huge opportunities for businesses to consider recruiting globally, especially with the reduction of the skills level and the reduction of the salary level required for a skilled worker visa. There has perhaps never been a more pressing need for companies to seriously consider obtaining a sponsor license with the Home Office to future-proof recruitment plans. This license will allow for both non-EU and EU nationals to be hired for the new skilled worker visa category soon to be introduced. We at Cleaver Fulton Rankin have seen a surge in inquiries from businesses wishing to apply for a sponsor license with the Home Office. And our advice is that with increased processing times for this license, it is advisable to apply early. We offer a free consultation with any businesses considering the need to perhaps apply for a sponsor license, and our immigration team provides support within this area day in, day out. Beyond just obtaining the sponsor license and the help that we provide along with that, we also fully support the entire skilled worker visa category from start to finish. Please get in contact with our immigration team should you need any further advice within this area. Many thanks for listening to this podcast.